How's everyone doing out there? Welcome to another episode of Brentwood Boulevard. This is your boy Brent Burns, aka Brentwood, here on Anchor. I just wanted to discuss something that's really been bothering me that I read the other day in the Dayton Daily News. You know, back in 2010, author Michelle Alexander wrote a book that has sold millions of copies. The book is titled The New Jim Crow. It is a great read. I recommend this book to everyone to read, to just give great insight on companies that are really making a huge profit off of people being incarcerated. This book was written back in 2010, and you know, it's just a great read, and it's basically just talking about the discrimination that plenty of individuals face even after incarceration. So it's like, not only do they, you know, have that weight on them from being incarcerated, after they are released from prison, you know, it's almost like they're put in a whole nother caste system due to the fact that they have a felony on their record. So it's just a great read that I recommend people to read. I'm sure you've heard of it. Michelle Alexander gives a lot of speeches on TV. She goes around throughout the nation just giving different lectures on this whole new form of caste system. And I read something the other day in the paper that really disturbed me. I see where the Montgomery County Jail here in Ohio, where the Sheriff's Department bought this scanning machine that's become pretty popular in America, where it does full body scans. And the Sheriff's Department gave good reasoning for getting this machine because they want to make their facilities more safer. They want to ensure that drugs aren't entering the institution. And, you know, those are great reasons. But when I saw the price tag associated with this scanning machine, I was like, whoa. For one scanning machine, Montgomery County spent $118,000. That's just on one machine. And I said, man, so I looked at the company that makes this machine, and the company is called OD Security North America. So I, you know, started doing further research, and I realized through the research I conducted, there are 12 states in America that now purchase machines from this company, these scanner machines. So I'm like, man, if one machine alone costs $118,000, now you have 12 states in America that are purchasing, you know, these scanning machines. I'm like, look at the amount of profit they're making. So here's one company that's making these machines that the purpose is to make jail safer. You know, that's what they're telling people, but really it's about profit. So I see a whole industry out here that is, you know, profiting off of individuals being incarcerated. So, you know, that was just quite disturbing to me. So just let me know what you think out there, everyone on Brentwood Boulevard. See if this issue affects you. I'm sure we can think of other businesses that's making a profit off of people being incarcerated. And, you know, what can we do about this? You know, I know everyone has to make a living. You know, that's what businesses are created for. But at the same time, is that really fair? All these companies, you know, making a huge profit off of people being incarcerated? Just let me know. Brentwood Boulevard.